Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Well, what do we mean by that? Raise your vibration. What a fascinating concept. To raise your vibration, well, each and every single moment, you have a choice. You have a choice to direct your thoughts, your actions, your feelings, in whichever way that you choose. And this choice is what defines what you attract into your life. And really, this moment-to-moment choice defines what type of life you're going to lead. If you choose to embody joy and you choose to see the light within all beings, you choose to see the goodness in all people, what you're actually doing is you're activating the ability to see the goodness within yourself. And when you see the darkness, if you will, in people, which is actually just their fear, you are only reflecting the fear within your own consciousness. Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We have dedicated our lives to showing you that there are other ways of perceiving the human experience which will benefit you and those around you. Each and every single moment, as I just said. It's up to you how you approach every experience in your life. Now, today's show, we're going to be talking about contrast, but not just what contrast is, how to deal with contrast. What do I mean by contrast? A contrasting experience is when something happens in your life that you didn't prefer. Period, end of report. A contrast is when you were hoping for something and you received the opposite. How do you deal with contrast? How do you deal with a situation when you have your hopes set so firmly on a certain ideal, or you set your expectations to receive something or to give something, and those expectations weren't met? How do you feel after that happens? That's what we're going to be talking about today, is how to approach the contrasting experiences in your life and use them to benefit all the rest of the experiences that you have yet to experience. So, how do you take something in your life that you did not want to experience and turn it into your ammunition, turn it into a positive, turn it into a blessing? How do you do that? Well, that's what we're here for, always, but specifically today. We're going to be talking about how to change your thought patterns revolving contrasting experiences. Each and every day, we are faced with a contrasting experience. Actually, with multiple contrasting experiences. This is one example that I always use for contrasting experiences is traffic. You're sitting in traffic. You have some place to be. You're running late. What do? Do you freak out? Do you try to cut people off and speed up and, you know, sure, maybe get in the fastest lane. Absolutely. But are you going to endanger other people in your process of being in a rush? Or are you going to be, you know, in that same scenario, you're frustrated. You're saying, oh, I'm late. I'm not going to make it. Ah, I got to go. This person needs to get out of my way. Honk, honk, middle finger, move. You know, this is how traffic operates here in Los Angeles. This is how a lot of it does. If you're not in Los Angeles, I'm sure that you're somewhere around the world where you do have traffic. Traffic of some type, right? And I'm sure that wherever you are, you experience the same contrasting experiences in traffic. There's too much people, too many people, in too small a space, trying to get to where they need to be as quick as they possibly can. It's a recipe for disaster. But yet, we still maintain our ability to get from point A to point B, and most of the time get there successfully. So, how do you, using traffic as simply the metaphor for contrasting experiences, how do you, how do I, how do we bless the fact that we're sitting in traffic and that we're late? How do we do that? Well, what you do is, first of all, you recognize that right where you are is perfect. We operate in a holographic matrix. Everything that you experience is a holographic reflection of your consciousness. Now, you're probably thinking, Dave, you're off your rocker. How can you say that? How can you say that everything I experience is a holographic projection of my consciousness when I clearly need to pay my property taxes? When I clearly need to fill my car with gas, or if you have an electric vehicle, you need to charge it with electricity, with energy. How is this a hologram when I need to get dressed every single day? I have clothes that I wear. They hang on me. How does that work? Well, it is a third dimensional matrix. It is a third dimensional hologram. If you study quantum physics, you will understand that everything in the universe is photon energy. Every single particle in the universe is light. It is a fractal of light. It is a type of light. Each light has a different frequency, has a different color, has a different vibrational signature. That's what defines the illusion of separation. Is the difference in vibration. That's why we're able to see red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, violet. That's why we're able to perceive these colors, is because they all represent a different vibration. They all emit a different frequency. So just like human beings, we emit a frequency. We emit a frequency with every single thought that we think, with every single action that we take, every single expectation that we place upon our lives, upon ourselves, upon the people around us. Everything that we define in our lives, we are sculpting. We are literally the sculptors of our reality. Imagine your life being like this big ball of clay. And your thoughts and your actions sculpt this clay. You can sculpt it in any way you want. It's limitless. Absolutely limitless. But it's up to you on how you wish to sculpt it. And it's also up to you what tools you use to sculpt it with. Now, these tools would be a metaphor for what we talk about here on Dave's Good Vibration Station. The metaphor is learning how to pivot your thoughts in a way that serves yourself and all of humanity. That's a tool. Learning how to only focus on the positive outcome in a negative situation. Learning to not define what you once would define a negative situation. No longer is it a negative situation. It is now just another experience that blessed you with the power of contrast. So you're able to have an experience, sift through this experience, really dissect your emotions and say, well, this doesn't serve me. This doesn't serve me. This does serve me. Feeling this way serves me in this manner. Feeling this way does not serve me in this manner. When you start to deliberately sort and sift through your emotions and the relationship between the experiences that you have in your life versus the emotions that you're experiencing, you will be able to create new pathways in your brain, new neural nets, which will map out for you what it is that you want to experience and what it is that you do not want to experience. This is called our emotional guidance system, as Abraham Hicks calls it. For those of you that do not, or I was going to say do not listen to, but are not familiar with already Abraham Hicks, make sure to check her out. YouTube, Abraham Hicks. She's awesome. You have a question on like relationships, money, health, anything. Abe's got the answer. She's awesome. She's all that in a bag of chips. So today's topic, if you just tuned in with us, is how to turn a contrasting experience, an experience that doesn't necessarily bring us joy. How do you turn that into a positive experience? How do you flip the script on yourself so you can allow yourself to manifest more of what you want? See, when you think and you focus your energy on that which doesn't serve you, when you're thinking to yourself, oh, this experience sucks. Oh, I can't believe this. Why did this happen? Woe is me. I am the victim. I didn't deserve this. All of these self-destructive thoughts. All you're doing is creating more space for self-destructive experiences. That's all you're doing. Instead of looking at the situation, whatever contrasting situation you might be experiencing, and breaking that down and saying, you know what? I attracted this into my life so I can define for myself that I do not want to experience this anymore. So I'm going to be more deliberate about making sure that these experiences aren't manifesting. How do you do that? That is the most difficult, I would say. I want to call it a test, but it's not a test. It's a lesson. It's the most difficult lesson to learn. How to turn something that you don't like into something that you do like. Because once we've been able to master that, then we truly will be able to master any facet of our consciousness and our reality. Anything that we wish to manifest for ourselves, we will be able to do so with effortlessness and ease. As long as we master our thoughts. As long as we master our thoughts. You know, it's very fascinating, the power that we have, but yet we choose not to use it. It's almost like we've been given the most valuable commodity in the entire universe. And we said, whoop, it's too much. It's too much for us. Sorry. I'm going to limit myself. That's what we have been manipulated into believing, into doing, into being. It's truly a manipulation tactic. We have been manipulated through media. We have been manipulated through, oh my goodness, politics. Through the food that we eat. Through the chemicals they're spraying in the air. I mean, all this shit. It's all about keeping human consciousness below a certain vibrational bracket. It's about not giving you the tools that you need to sculpt the life that you want to live. That's how the people that are in control, quote-unquote control, the people that control where the money goes, I'm talking trillions, quadrillions of dollars, people that control who prints the money, the people that control who that money, whose pockets that money gets funneled into. See, these people, they have this agenda, and this agenda is to keep us in a lower vibration, because if we start thinking for ourselves, we won't need to be buying their services as much as we do. And they don't like that. They don't want that, because they like the profit. And they all have deals with each other that says, well, you do this, I'll do this, we'll come together, and we will make sure that people are buying our products indefinitely. We will manipulate them. We will lie to them. We will take from them, attempt to take from them what is rightfully theirs. And what is that? Their own power. The pharmaceutical industry. I mean, all these industries have been constructed to make you forget that you have the power to choose how to react in a situation. It is phenomenal how we've been literally brainwashed to think that certain ideals, certain platforms that exist here in our reality are normal. For example, a parking ticket. I was having a conversation with a wonderful woman, my business partner's mom, and she was telling me that she got this parking ticket, and the meter had expired, and it was literally, she was running to the car. She saw the lady writing the ticket and placing it on the car. She was waiting to cross the crosswalk, but the crosswalk had the hand up, and it was counting down from, 10, 9, 8, 7, so on and so forth. So she was trying to wave her hands to the parking ticket enforcer, saying, I'm right here, please. I'm right here. I'll put more change in the meter. By the time she had gotten to the car, the parking lady said, sorry, I had already written on the ticket. And once you write on the ticket, there's nothing I can do about it. Sorry, written on the ticket. She said, how long was the meter expired for? She said, oh, it just expired. And my business partner's mom, she says, there's really no way that I could put another couple cents in the meter so I don't have to pay the $75 ticket. And the meter enforcer says, nope, sorry. It's already on the paper, already on the ticket. It's done. Nothing you can do about it. So she was explaining to me, my business partner's mom, she was explaining to me how the concept of this parking ticket just set her off. Now, it's not about the money. It's not necessarily about having to pay the $75. It's the concept behind having compassion for another human being. It's the concept behind giving people the benefit of the doubt. That meter lady has no idea who she's working for, yet she's just going around issuing tickets all day because she gets, what, $15 an hour? Maybe $18 an hour? So what? So she can pay her bills, but to pay her bills, she's enforced to enforce other compassionate human beings to pay unnecessary tickets because they were a minute late on their parking meter. At what point is the vibration of our society going to tip where that meter lady understands that the $75 is going right back into the system that is fueling everything that we are trying to halt? When is And this is a metaphor for so many facets of our reality and so many facets of human consciousness and human connection. And this loops around, of course, to contrasting experiences. So here's this woman whose job is to issue parking tickets. And then here's my business partner's mom, who is a law-abiding citizen, and all she's trying to do is get to her car and fill up the parking meter so she doesn't have to get a ticket. Where is the compassion, I guess is what I'm saying. Isn't there something wrong with that picture? Another human being, just a stranger, writing another stranger a ticket because a meter is a couple seconds over. A minute, maybe even two. Where is the understanding for one another? So, in talking with my business partner's mom, she had explained to me how she had gotten enraged with the idea of how unjust this system is. How can a stranger be issuing these tickets to other strangers for literally just parking and then maybe not filling their meter up enough? Now, I understand everybody needs a place to park, especially in Los Angeles. And I understand that, you know, everyone needs to pay for their parking. But where is the compassion? Where do we give each other? At what point do we start giving each other the benefit of the doubt? At what point do we start saying to each other, you know what? I know that your intentions are good. I know that you would have put the extra cents in here if I gave you the chance. So you know what? I will give you the chance. I'm not going to issue this ticket. If you want to put in an extra 25 cents or an extra dollar into the parking meter for the next person that comes around, I will not issue this ticket because you're paying it forward. When's that going to happen? At what point is the vibrational frequency of our globe going to tip to where people exercise compassion, people exercise humility, people exercise giving each other the benefit of the doubt instead of just making profit for the system, instead of putting each other at a disadvantage because we were a couple seconds late? But then my business partner's mom said something very profound to me. She goes, after getting all enraged and after thinking to myself how frustrated I was at this woman, but then at the system, and how could we live in such a place where no one has compassion? They just issue these tickets. I work hard. I work hard for my money. This $75 is equivalent to a day's worth of work. So a whole day of work is gone because a couple seconds I was late putting change in my parking meter. This is a metaphor for all facets of society and all of our relations. The time is now to embody a greater compassion. The time is now to see that the true wealth is knowledge, the true wealth is freedom, and the true wealth is understanding how to pivot your thoughts in a way that benefits yourself and all of humanity. That is true wealth. Not putting each other at a disadvantage to keep money flooding into a system that does not work. So then she says to me, but it's okay. This is where the contrast comes around. This is where it comes full circle. So my business partner's mom, after expressing the disheartened feeling she had felt from the disconnection that these people have with one another, she then expresses to me, but it's okay. This woman, she is just doing her job. This is what she says to me. She's just doing her job. Someone told her that I will give you X amount of dollars if you go around and you enforce parking tickets. Someone told her that. The parking enforcer, that is. And the parking enforcer said, okay, that sounds like an even trade. I will enforce these tickets for you to give me X amount of dollars an hour or X amount of dollars a month. Dollars, keep in mind, that are not backed by anything of intrinsic value. We have been off a gold standard since 1971. I talked to so many people about our monetary system, and people still think that we're on a gold standard. Can you believe that? People actually still think that we're on a gold standard. And if you think that we're on a gold standard, I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying do some research. Understand how fake our plastic society is. We live in a plastic jungle, folks. The money's fake. The food is fake. The gas is everything. It's fucking plastic. Excuse my French. But it's only plastic until we decide to make it tangible, to make it real, to make it of something worth intrinsic value. How do we do that? We embody our love. We embody our compassion. We start being kind to each other. We start helping each other fulfill the things that inspire us. We help each other, support each other in doing the things that we're passionate about. That's how we activate a lively society, a society driven by compassion, driven by gratitude, driven by these wholehearted ideals, instead of just profit, 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 profit. Keep consuming, keep consuming, keep consuming. Profit, profit, profit. Now, don't get me wrong. Profit is a beautiful thing. It's good to multiply your money. It's great. We all need to do it. But the way in which you do it defines really your role in humanity. How do you receive that profit? Are you helping people? Or are you hurting people? Period, end of report. Are you assisting people, or are you just a part of the matrix which is keeping them brainwashed? Think about it. You don't need to answer right now. Just be honest with yourself. It's okay. And even if you are in a job, which 99% of the population is, which keeps us in the matrix, keeps us in debt, keeps us under this blanket of understanding, that's okay. It doesn't mean quit tomorrow. It just means start doing things that bring you more joy. Start putting your time towards your passions, because every single person's passion is conducive to the well-being of humanity. If every single person were to be able to be supported by their passions, we would all be living in a fully self-sustainable society where everyone would be healthy, everyone would be wealthy, and everyone would be wise. The reason why we do not currently live in that society is because, as I said, we have been manipulated. We have been manipulated for the purpose of profit and for the purpose of keeping human consciousness under a certain vibrational bracket, because if we get too smart, they lose money. Do you understand? They don't want us getting too smart. Well, I say fuck that. We're here to embody our knowledge and to become as wise and as smart and as understanding and as knowledgeable and as compassionate and as grateful as we possibly can. And anything else outside of those emotions is something that we need to work on letting go, because it does not serve us. Pain, hatred, frustration, judgment, envy, greed, slothfulness. These things, they do not serve us. Maybe they temporarily serve us to show us, once again, the power of contrast. It's okay to, the seven deadly sins. It's okay to partake in some of these sins. It's okay to partake in all of the sins. As long as you use those experiences as contrast and don't do them anymore. You do them once, you say, okay, I understand, I had my contrasting experience, I did this thing that was against the grain of the betterment for myself and humanity, and it did not feel good, so I'm not going to do it anymore. what really defines who you are and what you become and who you become is how many times you have to keep fucking up before you decide to start practicing the things that bring you joy. How many times do you need to hurt someone else before you realize that you're only hurting yourself? How many times do you need to put someone else down? Tell them how bad they look. Tell them how worthless they are. How many times do you have to do that until you realize you're only doing it to yourself? And how many times do you need to tell another person that you love them, that you care about them, that you are in, that they're in your thoughts? How many times do you need to tell another human being that you care about them, that you are compassionate for their well-being, that you care about how they feel? How many times do you need to actually give your compassion to another human being before you realize that you're only giving that compassion to yourself? The time is now for us to wake up and realize that everything we do to another, we're only doing to ourselves. The contrast that we experience is here to show us that we don't need to contrast anymore. The only times that we need to experience contrast is for the purpose of embodying a greater light, for the purpose of embodying a greater love. Bless the contrast. The next time you hurt someone, bless that and say, I forgive myself. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Ho'oponopono. Check this out. Ho'oponopono. Go ahead, type in either ho'oponopono, or if you don't know how to spell that, type in, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. This mantra is a way to release this karmic energy, is a way to come to terms with within yourself about certain things that you've done to other people that you wish that you didn't do and you don't know how to take them back. You can always heal the past by healing yourself in the present. As you heal yourself in the past, you literally reconstruct a whole new... As you heal yourself in the present, you literally reconstruct a whole new past. When you heal yourself in the present, your past literally changes. You are no longer that person that you once were. You have a different history. You are an infinite being expressing itself on multiple parallel realities, infinite numbers of parallel realities. And your vibration of consciousness is what depicts the reality in which you experience. So, what you focus on is what you get. You want more love, you focus on love. That's why when you have these contrasting experiences, it's so important that you learn to bless them, because these contrasting experiences is what starts the momentum to either open the doors for more contrast. If you need more contrast, then sure, dive in. It's not going to be long until you realize you want to be to the surface. Or you have that contrast and you say, okay, I learned from this. I embodied my knowledge from this pain, and I changed. I changed myself. I healed myself. I healed my past, and I healed my present, and I have healed my future. That's how we look at contrast, and that's how we benefit from contrast, and that's how we use contrast to literally bend time and space. I ask you to be an instrument of love. What does that mean? It means use your body, use this vehicle in which you have embodied as an instrument of light, as an instrument of compassion, as an instrument of gratitude, as an instrument of giving, an instrument of humility, an instrument of joy. be the example for heaven on earth. Within your DNA lies the entire cosmos. Within your DNA lies the potential for heaven on earth. If you embody your angelic nature, you create heaven on earth. As we all unify, as we all start to embody our angelic nature, we all create heaven on earth. This is quantum physics. This is science. This is not some hippie shit. This is science. Science says momentum grows where energy goes. One can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, three can put 100,000 to flight, four can put 1,000,000 to flight. The power is exponential as we unite with the same intentions, with the same understandings, with the same compassion, with the same vision for heaven on earth. We literally create heaven on earth. Our time is now. Heal yourself. If you want to know how to heal yourself, feel free to email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You can also email my company, universalconsciousness1111@gmail.com. Be an instrument of love. I'd like to play this song. Chances are good, Instrument of Love. One of my favorite songs ever. Check it out, guys. Beautiful. Instrument of Love, chances are good. Make sure to check him out on Bandcamp. You can actually just Google search Chances, C-H-A-N-C-E-S, the letter R, good. Chances are good, Instrument of Love. What an amazing song. Off the album Boomerangs. Make sure to check him out. So I invoke the loving, compassionate, guiding, and providing energies to flow to us and through us. I ask and invite you to embody your greatest self. I ask you to see the love within all beings, to see the light and to see the goodness within all people. I ask you to strip the layers of your ego and allow yourself to see through the eyes of Source, because when you do allow yourself to see through the eyes of Source, life opens up in a way that you never knew existed. I invite you to release your resistance to contrasting experiences in your life, because the more resistance you hold towards contrast, the more pain you will manifest. You do not need to experience pain. You do not need to. Pain is simply the platform for growth. But you can grow in other ways. That's why it's called growing pain. But there are other ways to grow. You don't need to experience pain to grow. But it is one of the quickest and most effective ways to change old programming, old thought programming that no longer serves you. It's an excellent way to shift your thoughts. It's an excellent way to embody your greater self. Because when you experience pain, you define for yourself, oh, I don't want this anymore. You realize that it doesn't serve you. And not only does it not serve you, but it doesn't serve anybody else around you. So what do is you stop focusing on the pain. You stop focusing on the contrast. And when something manifests, when something comes up that isn't necessarily in alignment with what you wish, you bless it and you say, thank you. I know this is exactly what I'm supposed to be experiencing. And I know that I manifested this because there's something in my thoughts that is not in alignment with my source. I'm thinking something that is not in alignment with my source. Instead, when you think, when you say, and when you act in alignment, when you speak, when you think, when you act in alignment with your source, when you can confidently say, my words, my actions, and my thoughts are all in alignment with the source wholeness of who I am. My words, my actions, and my thoughts are in perfect alignment with the source wholeness of who I am. This is when you're able to open the cord for greatness. This is when the universal wind not only is blowing at your back, but is guiding you through every experience in your life. It's a light force that is literally swaying you in the direction of your greatest self. Just like the wind sways the trees into the direction they need to bend to make sure that they have enough resistance to stay rooted, the universal wind will blow you in the direction of where you need to be to make sure that you are staying rooted. And you're rooted for growth. You're rooted for expansion. You're rooted for greatness. You're rooted for abundance. You're rooted for prosperity, for happiness, for health, wealth, alignment. Anything and everything that you could ever expand, ever imagine wanting or experiencing, you have available to you right now. It's just a matter of whether you're willing to change your perception and your perspective. When you change your perspective, you change the reflection. When you change your perspective, you change the reflection. When you change your perception, you change what you experience. When you start harmonizing with Source, when you start harmonizing with love, when you start harmonizing with the higher frequencies of the universe, you literally integrate yourself in the divine matrix. You literally become the creative energy of the cosmos. You are a conduit for the creative energy of the universe to express itself here on the physical plane for the purpose of having fun. For the purpose of enjoying yourself, having fun, Do you know how fun it is to have a physical body? To be able to taste delicious food? To be able to feel so intimately such delicious feelings? To be able to share the act of making love? To be able to smell the scents of planet Earth? Do you know how fucking delicious this experience is? But yet we're consumed with making money. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's great to make money. Just make money in a way that is conducive to your happiness. Don't be concerned with making money. Be excited about making money. Be excited about doing what you love to do and knowing that what you do, what your passions are, can support you unconditionally, can provide you the lifestyle that you want to experience. Not only can it, but that's the way that it's meant to be. That's the way that it is meant to be. It's so powerful, guys. Truly, truly, all the unconditional love, happiness, abundance, joy, alignment, love, light, laughter, prosperity, understanding, joy, contentment, all the highest vibrations from our hearts to yours, from my heart to yours. Thank you for being your greatest self. Thank you for releasing resistance. Thank you for releasing attachments to the things, the peoples, and the experiences that no longer serve you. Because as you heal yourself, you heal this planet. You are the energy of the entire universe expressing itself as an angel on earth. You are perfect, you are divine in every way, shape, and form. Embody your angelic nature and illuminate this world from the inside out. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. That's at Good Vibe Station. You can also follow our company on Instagram at Universal Consciousness 1111. Make sure to check out our website, universalconsciousness1111.com. We love you so much. You are perfect. You are an angel here on Earth to illuminate this planet and create heaven on Earth. Let us unify and illuminate this world. Love you guys. See you next Sunday. Peace! Om Atakwease.
What's it gonna be? How you gonna do it? Gotta slow it down now. Listen to the music. This is what it is, not what it isn't. Keep it relative like it was a cousin. Thank you, Mama Earth, for all you provided. For the strength, health, love, and the kindness. All the humankind is gaining awareness of that one mind, body, soul reference. Feel the power of the earth in your footprint. Peeling back the eyelids on the lotus. Giving thanks to the eagle and the condor. All the problems disappear at the altar. Strong medicine all throughout the ages. Spirit stays the same as the form changes. Thanks and praises to all my relations. To each and every single friend.